You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today, we're going to be talking with Lake Bell, a mom, actress, and author of her new children's book. And the whole book celebrates neurodiversity in really wonderful ways, goes through explaining it to children, talking about it to kids, and is just such an awesome topic that is based off of her own daughter. So we're going to jump right into it. I think unless you've written a children's book, you don't really fully understand how much time, energy, and effort goes into putting out a children's book, especially about a subject that is one that's kind of near and dear to your heart like this one is. I look at children's books now so differently from having my own experience where I'm like, these numbers and like the font and these pictures, like all of this took so much time and energy. And now it's out, which must feel like such a huge accomplishment and relief almost to you.
You're right. I think, you know, because it is such a personal subject that is a big part of our family and me as a parent, frankly. Nova's condition, she has epilepsy, generalized epilepsy, just to give some context, which means it doesn't go away. She has a genetic mutation and she's currently seizure-free. But the way that things... What's beautiful and confounding about the brain, as I've learned through Nova's journey, is that it is not predictable. So that's the good news and the bad news. So you can kind of just respect it. And that's kind of where I am with all of our brains. And after all, I think certainly when I think about all about brains, what I really set forth doing, which was, and as you can understand, it's we all imbue different secrets in our brain, right? Maybe some that we don't even know about. And the way that we tick and that we move and how we navigate and move through our lives is all deeply unique. And also what I find is that my children, I've learned so much through how they are functioning. And so I was really inspired by this idea of, hey, can we just like have a conversation? Can we have a book that bravely says all the real words versus sort of, you know, this dinosaur is a little different than this little dinosaur, you know? It's like, no, what if they're just kids and they are talking, they're saying the big words like epilepsy and autism and obsessive compulsive disorder? I really liked the idea of being able to use those real words and allowing for them to be in the room, to be front and center so that they don't feel so secretive and mysterious in a negative way, that they are something to be proud of. And to understand that, yes, sometimes some of these conditions can be scary, embarrassing, uncomfortable, such is life. And they can also be a superpower. And that's just good old-fashioned true.
Yeah. I mean, I first of all, I thought the book was great. I read it and I'm in the thick of children's books that I'm reading to my kids. So for me, this was, I always love books that have, you know, that are teaching moments or conversation starters. I think those are, especially as my kids get older, I always think about what's a question that would come out of this page or this book. What has your daughter thought and what have you as a parent kind of gone through to put this book out? Because I imagine you were really thoughtful and mindful with everything.
Yeah. I mean, firstly, just to speak to Nova's condition, what was really hard, I think, in the beginning is that we're just afraid, right? Like, say, if you're a parent and your child is diagnosed with something that maybe you don't know much about. And because that was certainly me, I was like, I don't know anyone with epilepsy. I don't even know what a, you know, this was the first time seeing a seizure in someone, and it's this little creature that you love. You feel scared as a parent. Mm-hmm. You feel really isolated. And then your child feels isolated because they're thinking, I'm the only one in the world who has this. And on top of it, when there is a neurological difference that requires medication, that in itself is a huge journey and can be almost one of the more painful parts of it because you must experiment, which is not something you want to do with your child. But you do want relief and you do want to figure out a way to handle it literally and logistically. But then there's the emotional piece, which is how are we talking about our differences in the house? How are we talking about them as we walk through the world? Are we hiding them? Are we a little shameful? Are we trying to make it better so we're pretending it's not there? There's all these ways and these tactics to manage. Some you kind of do them knee-jerk, like you're not even aware. And I think how we emotionally evolved together as a family in our relationship to Nova having epilepsy was really a growing moment for all of us. Because at first, the narrative was epilepsy is scary. Seizures are scary. Therefore, seizures are bad. Therefore, we need to get rid of these bad things. Let's try this. Let's try that. So that eventually Nova, if she had a seizure, would say, sorry. And we were like, okay, wrong narrative. It's really time. We got to, I literally put my filmmaker storyteller hat on and was like, Scott and I, my ex-husband and I are great co-parents, teammates. And we were like, we got to change the narrative. We got to figure this out. And so I did some research and realized in the research that Joan of Arc was said to have epilepsy. And Nova at the time loved Frozen. And there's this moment where there's a portrait. I think it's in Frozen 2. There's a portrait of Joan of Arc. And they sing and they go, and Joan, you know, they say Joan, they reference her. And she knew about that warrior girl. Anyway, so I took Nova aside and I remember the moment where we were in the house. And I was like, I just want to let you in on something that I just found out about. I was like, so, you know, Joan of Arc, do you know who she is? She was like, I think so. I was like, she's that warrior, young girl warrior who wore all the armor and rode a horse and had a huge sword and wielded it and protected her people. And like, I obviously didn't talk about the burning at the stake part. I just took all the good stuff. And I was like, here we go. Okay, that woman, that young, fierce girl had epilepsy. Huh. And she was like, no. And I said, yes. And I was like, I just realized it just means you're a little fiercer than other people, like Joan. And I was like, I just found out all these other leaders, extraordinary thinkers. And then I talked about Napoleon. And once again, didn't get into the dark stuff or Edgar Allan Poe. But the point is, a lot of great original thinkers have had epilepsy and seizure disorders. And the truth is, it is a bit sparklier. It's a bit smart. It's a bit fast moving. A lot of things are going on electrically in your head. And so when you have a spark, when you have a mini, which is what we used to call the smaller seizures, I was like, when you have one of those, that's just you being extra smart today. And so instead of sorry, it turned into, Mom, guess what? I just had a mini. And I'm like, oh, look who's sparkling. Everyone watch out. You know, look, Nope's coming in hot. So it became a real reframing, which allowed for her to have this sense of, oh, okay, I can do this. This is cool. This is special and cool. And that was a big turning point.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
So she felt comfortable enough to bring it to share day one day, where you're allowed to share either, and this comes back to the book, but really it was during COVID where we all had Zoom school, and she had to share something and share day, the sad Zoom share. And people were kind of, oh, you know, this is a picture of my grandmother. Oh, that's really cool. You know, and here's, you know, my pet dinosaur. And then Nova was like, I have a share, you know, I have epilepsy.
Totally unprompted.
Well, it was, okay, so this is very cool, actually. The Epilepsy Foundation for Children has these little badges that you can earn if for education, advocacy at all. There's a couple of other ones too. And with your Epilepsy Foundation lanyard, you can get these little badges. And so I sort of turned to Nova and I was like, oh, you know, it would be cool. You could get your education badge if you wanted to share it. And this is just part of that narrative, which was like, oh, it's something to be proud of. It's something that's not weird. You know, it's not unusual. It's not weird. And so she was like, yeah, I like that idea. So she bravely took it upon herself to feel comfortable enough to say it to 15 kids or whatever on Zoom. And thank God the teacher, I remember she said it, and the teacher lagged back and allowed for there to be an organic conversation among children at 6 years old, talking about, well, what's a seizure? You know, Nova sort of said, well, epilepsy, you know, is kind of like our brains have these electrical wires that gets crossed, and then it causes me to have a seizure. And then they'd say, well, what's a seizure? And then she was like, well, it's kind of like sometimes I fall over and I'm unconscious, but then sometimes I just stutter, and it just depends, because she would have 11 to 16 seizures a day at that point. And so, of course, the kids are like, well, that sounds kind of scary. She's like, well, I guess sometimes it is scary, but also, you know, it's just kind of who I am and it's just a part of me. But lots of people have epilepsy. I'm not like the only person or whatever. And so she ended up kind of taking ownership of it, comfortable with the identity of it. And from that point on, you know, she feels very comfortable talking about it. And she's had to go through walking through Target with her 72-hour EEG cap on with a computer attached to her, you know. And I always have been encouraging her where she would be so embarrassed. I got to stay in my room. Nobody come to my room. And I'm like, look, what's the worst that's going to happen? She's like, everyone's going to look at me. And I said, well, okay, guess what? They're going to look at you, and then they're going to look away and forget about it in 5 seconds. Yes, people look at you, go, they look at you. Oh, what's that? I don't know. Anyway, oh, fart, 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 fart. Like, they're just thinking about themselves. Like, they take 5 seconds, if that, 1 millisecond, maybe they look, and then they move on. And the truth is, everybody's walking around, and sometimes you can't see the neuro differences, which is what's interesting about them. Is like, I'm dyslexic. You don't see my dyslexia as I walk in the room. But if you ask me to spell dyslexia, I'm going to be upset about it because it's the worst possible word for a dyslexic person. But the point is like, we can allow for these kind of, it's like a generosity of spirit. I just want to let you know, Nova, more than half of the people here have a something. We all have a something. It's different shades. Some is more severe. Some you might say, oh, I can really tell that this person's having a tough time. Like her, one of her best friends is autistic. And so there are certain things that we do accommodate if we're doing a play date or a sleepover. It's like we accommodate because we kind of go, okay, these are the noises she likes. These are the noises she doesn't like. And yet they're two peas in a pod, you know, and Nova actually gets to have a cocktail of other neuro differences as well. Dyslexia she got from me and a little anxiety from her pediatric epilepsy and ADHD. So she is well-versed in just managing and having to learn new tools, constantly mining for new tools, and as a parent too.
What has this experience been like for you as a mother, having this be unexpected experience, and then also, I'm sure, learning from your daughter with how she talks and celebrates it?
Yeah, I mean, I think early on, you just, when you have a child with some either physical or neurological difference, you are thrusted into the privilege of knowing that you can never be perfect and that you're not perfect. And please, for the love of God, do not model perfection, because it's just a road to nowhere. And I feel very strongly to really work against anything that kind of feels like we've all been conditioned that we have to be perfect at everything. And that whether it's as a woman, your looks and, you know, how you juggle everything and how you balance and how you...
The alleged balancing act.
Jesus Christ. I mean, really. And how to be good and how to... It's just exhausting. And especially for my daughter, I feel... Because sometimes, oh, wow, you've done this and you've done that. And I'm like, yeah. And also, like, I'm divorced. I love my ex-husband. We work really hard at that. Like, we go to therapy and it's uncomfortable. And it's not something that came naturally. He'll say the same thing. But our industry was a mess in the past 5 years. Let's be honest. Like, it's just, I think... Having a daughter, yes, with a condition that I had to learn about. And Scott and I both, my ex and I, really were in the trenches together and figuring out how to make her as comfortable as possible within the condition, and ultimately found a medication that actually got her seizure free. And then we titrated off, and she's currently not taking meds for that. But then there's other things that show up, like here's a new thing, which is really having pretty acute anxiety, which stems from a lot of pediatric epileptic patients, because if you are just forming how you're thinking, and at some point today, you're going to be zapped and stopped full in mid-sentence 11 to 16 times a day, you don't know when it's going to come, that's going to cause a lot of anxiety in somebody who's already sensitive.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There have been so many things that are imperfect, and yet I tend to try to, my mantra is always like, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, you know? And I say that to my kids too. I'm like, when she's feeling so much anxiety, I'm like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. It's right here. So in all of the mess and the mud of it, this is it. It's so good. This is great. You know, you're allowed to live in the mud, and it doesn't mean it's bad. It just means you might have to take a shower after.
when I have written a book, I have felt that it was an incredibly therapeutic process, that it was almost like, okay, I intended to put this book out there to give it to some children, but also it allowed me to walk through certain things or reflect on beautiful memories or beautiful times or learn something that was harder that, you know, I didn't know that I needed to learn through the book process. And this can be for children's books or adult books. Did you have that experience of it being a therapeutic time for you to get this book together? Because what I will say for people who haven't read it is it really touches on everything that you would think about a kid asking you about. It goes through it all in a really creative way that isn't leaving parents or caregivers with unanswered questions or explanations about a variety of different neurodivergent celebrations. So how has that been for you to write and get all of these details out?
She doesn't have an ounce of shame about sharing. We walked by a bookshop today. It's like a little neighborhood shop. And she was like, Mom, go ask if they have your book. And I was like, I think it's too small of a shop, but okay. And it's a really groovy shop. And so I went in and I was like, hey, I was like, no, but you ask. I can't do it. And she goes, no, ask. I was like, do you have the new picture book that came out today called All About Brains? And they were like, oh, no, we don't have that. We can order it for you, though. It can be here in 2 days. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do that. And I'm like, am I going to buy my own book?
Yes.
So I'm probably going to buy my own book.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a fun experience to be able to do that. And my girls are younger, but...
How old are they?
They are 4.5 and about to be 3.
Oh.
And then I have a 5-month-old.
What?
And a 12-year-old stepson. So it's like being able to have these experiences and share them with your children is so special. And I remember when like my mom came out with her children's book, you're so proud of your parents and you look up to your parents already, but then you're like, oh my gosh, my mom's book came out last week and I was going to every bookstore and I'm like, you have the book. So
my mom bought so many copies.
Yeah. It's such a fun experience to have with your kids, but it's going to be really amazing. Like I'm super excited for you to be able to go around and share this book with other parents. And I'm sure it will be such a beautiful experience for you to be able to connect also with other parents and see what I'm imagining would be such a sense of community and also relief that you are tackling a subject that for so many is so anxiety causing as parents, and also be able to do it in a way where you're talking about it as like a superhero or a superpower type of a thing that would allow parents to feel like, thank you for doing this and putting that messaging out there. I mean, it's a big subject that you're tackling.
I feel it. I mean, Dr. Maureen Dune, who is someone I consulted heavily through just the accuracy of how I'm depicting each neurological difference. And it was helpful and validating to allow for her to say, no, we're on the right page here. I would shape this a little bit, but generally speaking, the way that I heard children speaking of it was accurate. And I definitely like talking to other actual children in trying to describe their own neurological differences and diversities, how it shows up. What does it feel like? For instance, I was curious, what does it feel like to have a seizure? I don't know what that feels like. And sometimes Nova will be sentient in them. You know, she'll be awake when they're happening. And so she could explain what it feels like. Even adults don't know the answer to that. So it would be helpful. You're less afraid if you can understand and, again, have that compassion for what it feels like. So that was really interesting. By the way, she said it feels like, just so you know, it feels like kind of tingling and numb in the mouth, because that's where in her brain, that's where her misfire is, around kind of like mouth language. And so when she would get these stutter seizures called myoclonics, and they would show up as a kind of like that. And so that was what those felt like. And then she said when she has grand mal seizures, it just feels like the plug, someone pulled the plug.
When you think about all the things that you have going on and just, of course, motherhood being such a driving force with what you're doing and life in general, and we made fun of the alleged balancing act because there is no such thing of life and motherhood. How do you stay centered and present and calm in your experiences in life and also in motherhood?
I mean, first of all, I've never lost my temper in my whole life, except when I became a parent. So I say that because I am calm as a cucumber. Like, I might talk fast and be able to craft ideas very quickly, but I will run in the opposite direction for anything. I'm like conflict avoidant. I don't want to fight. And I go to therapy for that. But with my children, they fight all the time. And the reason why I'm bringing this up initially is because I'm coming clean that it's hard. And especially being a single mom, and mom gets the real dose of like, how can we push mom? We know that we are so safe with mom that we are going to unleash the wrath of pushing boundaries. So I've grown so much as a person in my parenting, and mainly because you get pushed, and I am pushed also from an emotional standpoint. Yes, dealing with unexpected medical things, but then just as you know, you come up against things on a daily basis that you're like, I did not schedule this, this meltdown. This meltdown is fully not in the iCal. And that kind of pressure and the fights between my kid can totally get me to a place of, not enough, you know? Just a sound that I never knew I had. So I feel like that's growth, because then I found myself kind of like, wow, I just found a voice that I didn't even know I had. And now I'm like with these people that I love dearly. And I go, listen, hey, I just want to let you know, I totally lost it there. I was like, that was loud. That was genuinely at, like, I was upset, and now I'm here. And I just want to like look at you guys in the eyes and say, when you do this, I think I lose my ability to stay centered and cool. And so I should have taken a deep breath. And sometimes I take a minute. So I'll be like, oh God, I got to take a timeout. I do that so that I can model that when I tell them to take a minute, I'm like, I need a minute sometimes too. No one's in trouble. Like, just take a freaking minute, you know? And so to keep myself actually centered though, I totally do yoga. I read books. Like, I have my books that I read that are purely for me, that are not like the books you should read. You know, they're like cool female fiction, contemporary fiction. I do ceramics. And then so I play with dirt basically. And then I meditate and I do yoga. I do things that I can give myself this sort of hug of time where I'm like, this is my time. And I also try to think of things that my kids can look at me doing for myself. And because I used to never read. And then when you start having a kid that you want to show them that reading is good, that you want them to not lean into their goddamn iPad or device. You can't tell them to read if you're not reading. It's just ridiculous. You know, if I'm on my device, then they're going to want to be on their device. So that has been, I know, will be a lifelong thing, certainly until they leave the house. But it actually inspired me to kind of pick up books in a way that was so much more meaningful than it ever has. So I feel like I'm swirling in other people's stories all the time, and it's been really helpful for my own well-being.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I love the messaging there of practice what you preach with your children, because it is so important, whether it's screen time or how you talk or relate to your own feelings or emotions or relationships, all of these things. I started meditating last summer, and I had my daughter the other day, and she said, I'm going to go and meditate. I was like, you go, girl.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to meditate.
Yeah, you need to do that right now on the play structure. Go ahead and do
totally.
That. Well, this is so amazing, and I'm so happy for you, and congratulations, because that's such a big accomplishment to actually have the book finally be out there and available to people. And I know that the day the book comes out is such a chaotic day of just back-to-back things, but so important to just take a moment and realize what an accomplishment that is, because it's a really big deal.
I'm here with my mom too. My mom took Nova out for, I don't know, they went somewhere crazy just to give me some space to do some of these interviews, but I really appreciate the support I do. And I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad your kids enjoyed it. And yeah, I can't wait for more and more people to read it.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.